Gentlemen, I want to talk about a very interesting article that appeared on January 1st of this year in Newsweek magazine. And of course, as many folks will know, Newsweek is no longer a print magazine. It is strictly a digital magazine that you can pick up online. But they said that the new year could bring an increase in massive and devastating earthquakes. And they cite a study out of the University of Colorado at Boulder, a study conducted there that predicts, you know, earthquakes very much on the rise. And of course, obviously, as we improve our ability to predict earthquakes, we're going to obviously better be able to prepare for natural disasters. But about 4 years ago, according to this study at the University of Colorado Boulder, the Earth's rotation slowed slightly. And although the decrease in the Earth's rotation was not enough to notice, that slower rotation, according to the study, is something that could spark an increase in severe earthquakes for the year 2018. And according to this research that they presented at the Geological Society of America's annual meeting in Seattle, Washington, back in October, they say the trend between slower Earth rotations and more global earthquakes is dramatic. In fact, over the past 100 years, there has been, in their estimation, a 25 to 30% increase in the number of significant earthquakes associated with this slowdown of the Earth's rotation. So, Sam, I want to go to you. Do you believe that what this study is revealing is in some way a fulfillment of what the Bible is predicting?
Well, Dave, you know, in reality, I don't know that I can answer that directly because, frankly, there have been so many commentaries and concerns from Al Gore with global warming to all kinds of things that, you know, it's really difficult to actually know when you hear something like that if it's true or not. Now, I want to say that is this, but what we do know is that when you do look in the case of earthquakes and you do look at the accounting of them, the number of them has dramatically increased and increasing. Volcanic activity is very much increasing. The Ring of Fire, which goes all the way from the Pacific and the west coast of the United States all around over into Indonesia, is really picked up steam on a lot of things and of activity. So these things are happening. And whether we term them, you know, birth pains, or I like to go to the verse when Jesus talked to his disciples and to others that were there, he said, you know what? You guys aren't really good at picking up what's happening because you can look at the sky at night and see that it's red and know it's going to be a stormy day tomorrow, but you can't see the signs around you. Well, you know what? There are a lot of things happening around us, Dave. I think that God's been trying to catch our nation's attention. He does that through rain. We've had programs on that, rain, drought, fires, flood. He communicates now, not just end times, but communicates during time. These things we're talking about are going to increase in magnitude, but I'm afraid that we just overlook all along the way things that God has said to try to get our attention, and we're pretty tone deaf to the voice of God. That, I think, is one of our greatest dangers. Whether this is the event, they're true right here or not, I don't know, but we know they're going to increase, and we know that God wants to get our attention, have us look up to Him.